Om Shanti. So this is the first time in the Kalpa, in Baba's home here, your home. Welcome. A warm welcome to all of you. And how are you feeling? Awesome, great. Okay. Any other words? Very happy. Harmony? Harmony with? Peaceful. Do you realize how fortunate you are? Yeah? Because the bestower of fortune is belonging to us now, right? In Hindi, we call him Bhagwan. For God, we call him Bhagwan. Bhagwan is the one who bestows bhagya as a fortune. On the path of devotion, we have been remembering God as God and a devotee. But here, the difference. What is the difference? Since childhood, you would be connected to God anyway, right? You must be remembering God in different ways, right? In your own way. But now, what is the difference that you feel now? What is the difference that you feel? Bhagwan ne apna bana liya. And then, what is the difference that you feel? There's a connection. Okay. Previously, you didn't feel that connection. Okay. What's the difference that you feel now? Yeah, previously you didn't feel that God belonged to us? God belonged to you? No? Okay, now you feel that connection, feel that God belongs to you. The main difference is that we have started to recognize Him. Right? Previously we recognized Him in different way, different names, different forms. But now we have recognized Him as He is. And secondly, the connection that we are having now is more of a family. Previously, yes, we used to call Him Father. We feel that, okay, God is our Father. But then did we really feel it? So here, Baba, Shiva Baba is my father, mother, teacher, Sadhguru. All the connections are there with Shiva Baba. And now I have the more authority or more right over Him than before. Do you feel that? Yeah. Because family, then we have more rights. Yes. 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 Now you know which path you have to take, right? And here we have less efforts, more result, and we don't have to do anything physically. Right? It's all the it's mental game. It's the mind and the intellect, and we have to remember Baba lovefully, and that's it. Right? So whatever Baba is giving, because He is the ocean of love, He has opened His treasures to us, and we can take anything. How much ever we can grab, it's up to us. It's up to our capacity to take whatever we want or whatever we can. Right? There's no restrictions from His side. Right? So now we have that great fortune. And look at the world. You know, there are multi-million people there. And among them, we are the fortunate ones that God has chosen us. Right? they might be remembering God in different ways, but the direct connection, direct link isn't possible unless and until we recognize Him as He is a point of light. Right? So we are those fortunate ones that God has chosen us to be His heir souls. So whenever we receive something, it comes with a commitment. Right? So of course, you had that fortune. You have done something good, some good karma in your past, as a result of which that you have arrived here now in Baba's home, taking inheritance from Baba. Of course, it's your past good karma, past fortune that you have landed here, but also you have to be increasing that fortune in the future, right? A good heir soul, who is a good heir? Whatever that the person, whatever the child receives in inheritance, the child should be able to multiply the property. Right? So if we reduce it, we are not called as a good heirs. Right? So whatever fortune because of which you have landed here, but now it's our responsibility to increase that fortune from here onwards. So in order to increase that fortune, we need to be following certain disciplines. Right? Without disciplines, nothing. We can't flourish at all. Right? So of course you might be following those disciplines already. Your center, teacher or instrument might have briefed you about those disciplines that you have already started following for the past how many months you have come into Gyan. But then, okay, you have been following those disciplines and you might have experienced the return of it. Right? How you feel light and, you know, so when we follow certain disciplines, we feel that energy within us. So as a trial, you have lived those disciplines. So now, are you ready to commit your life for that? Right? That's the thing. Because tomorrow is your ring ceremony. When do you get the ring ceremony? When do you get a ring? When you get engaged, right? When you're engaged, or engagement is about commitment, right? It's about commitment. Here also, it's not just a piece of ornament that you would be receiving tomorrow. It has a deep meaning behind that. So tomorrow when you get the ring, it's your engagement ceremony with Baba. It's a commitment with Baba. So this commitment, don't be afraid of this, because it's not, you know, Baba says that in love you don't feel the, you know, difficulties or labor, right? Mohabbat hai to mehnat nahi lagta. When there is love, then you don't feel that it's very difficult. And Baba's love is so healing, so energizing, so strengthening. So, and if we put one step of courage ahead, Baba would definitely help us 1,000 steps to move ahead. So one step of courage is needed, that's it. And Baba, the Almighty Authority, is always there beside us, to help us, to guide us, to take us forward multi-million steps ahead. So that one commitment of one thought of following these disciplines for the entire life is needed, that's it. And if you take that determined thought today or in Madhuban, Because tomorrow is Baba's day also, in the evening you will be listening to Baba's Murli and experiencing the whole process of meeting with Baba. And being in Madhuban, you will get double strength from Baba and also from Madhuban, you know, Bhumi, from this Madhuban place itself, because this place has that strength. Whatever elevated thought that you create here in Madhuban, that will really come into practice, and it will be easy for all of you. And so we'll just brush up, like, what are the disciplines that we need to follow. And so first and foremost, that you will be told that, okay, Amrit Vela meditation is important. That's the time when we meet Baba or have that connection with Baba, and that would be very powerful. That is a very powerful time to have, to meet with Baba and have that connection. So are we ready to follow that Amrit Vela every day? So it's when we follow it, then we feel that strength. We can experience the strength of the soul, right? One is Amrit Vela, and the secondly is Murli class. Listening to Baba's Murli every day is very much important, because Gyan and Yog, knowledge and Yog, is very much important. Like a shower that we take every day for the body, it's the shower for the soul and the nutrition to the soul. Nutrition is the Murli. That we listen to God's versions every day. It's not only the words that we, it's not the simple words that we listen to, but it's a love letter from God to all of us every day. So it's like, and you must have experience listening to Murli every day. You get the solutions of the day-to-day problems or challenges that we are going through. Somewhere in the Murli we get the solution to our challenges in our day-to-day life. So Baba knows in and out, right, what is it that the child needs. So that is a beautiful connection that we have every day in the morning with Baba. So are we ready to follow that every day? And thirdly is the purity of food. You understand why the purity of food is very much needed. Is on one side we are making so much of effort to wake up at Amrit Vela every day, listen to Murli and to uplift the soul, but on the other side it's like, you know, cleaning the place every day but again putting the garbage. You know, cleaning and putting the garbage. So we are making efforts to meditate, remember Baba, cleansing the soul. But again, when we intake impure food, it's like putting the garbage again. So whatever effort that we make, it gets neutralized there. So that's why it is said, Jaisa Ann, Vaisa Man. As the food, so is your mind. So purity of food is very much important here. Purity of food in the sense, you must have understood, it's pure vegetarian food without any non-vegetarian items in that, and also without any onion and garlic. And you also understand why no onions and garlics, because it will make the mind to fluctuate, or you know, we are not able to focus, or the we won't be able to focus towards spirituality or uplift the soul if we take these things, because those are called as tamas. It is called as degraded things. So that's the thing. No non-vegetarian, no onion, garlic, and also cooking and eating in Baba's remembrance with that purity. And and cooking in a kitchen where the non-vegetarian food is not cooked. Because if a non-vegetarian, okay, in a house there's a situation that some people are not following Baba's Srimad, that they're not BKs, they would be leading a laukic life and they would be eating non-vegetarian food. But some people in the house, they are BK's, Baba's children, and they, of course, they don't eat non-vegetarian food, but they are cooking in the same kitchen. Okay, because that is a situation that we can't change. Because Baba says, live in the household, be with everyone and become pure. That's the biggest challenge that Baba has given us. So being there, sharing the same kitchen, but please don't use the same utensils for yourself, in which the non-vegetarian food is being cooked or that laukic food is cooked. So please don't use the same utensils, but then you won't be able, you can't offer bhog in that kitchen. And offering bhog is very much okay if you are, if the kitchen is clean or non-vegetarian food has been cooked, or in a situation where everyone is a BK in your home. So then in that situation you can offer bhog to Baba with that clean, with that purity. So, but otherwise it's not recommended to offer bhog to Baba, right? So these three things are the main, and the fourth very important that Baba says is purity. Purity of food, of course, and celibacy. So celibacy, why is it important in the spiritual path? Is if you follow celibacy, then most of the energy is saved and the energy is uplifted. And it, you know, towards energy is, it goes up. So this energy of the soul increases drastically when you are following the spiritual path, when you follow celibacy. So that is very much important on the path of knowledge here. And also purity of body, in the sense that to take shower every day, because cleanliness of the body will help us to keep our mind clean. You must have experienced that in a dirty environment, in the house or in the office, when the environment is dirty, so you won't be able to focus with because the energy around that area is not so good. Cleanliness is very much important. That's why people say cleanliness is next to godliness, right? So are we paying attention to the body as well? Cleanliness of the body is also important. Taking shower every day, whenever we go to the toilet, it's a discipline that we follow here. So we take shower every time we go to the toilet, right? You must have heard about this discipline as well. So these are the main 4-5 disciplines that we commit to when we follow this path of knowledge. So, okay, these are the main things. Of course, as we move along, it becomes much more subtle, right? Of the mind and, you know, of thinking, of feeling, of attitude. All those come later on, because the bigger things come first. When we follow these bigger things, gradually, we all those smaller things we can pay attention to, and then we can cleanse ourselves and become pure, purify ourselves. So yeah, so these are the main things that need to be thought of. So are you ready for that? Yeah? Okay. And the people who are physically about 18 years of age, they'll get the ring? Okay. You won't be getting the ring, okay? That's okay? Yeah. Because legal age to get married is only after 18 years, right? Means that's the other side. But also, it's about commitment. Of course, children, as a child, when those come to Baba's home, they are attracted because the soul is so pure, children are so pure, and they really want Baba's ring. But then they have the whole life to understand the depth of knowledge the understand the meaning of commitment, they need to understand that, and only then they can get that ring. Okay? Maybe just after your 18th birthday, you'll get that. Okay? It's okay? How old are you? 16. 2 more years. And then you'll get your ring. Okay? Okay, so any other questions you have? Do you have any questions? They keep thinking about it, I think. As a rule, we have to follow 9 months of knowledge and all these disciplines and everything. Okay. 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 So I'll ask the seniors and come back to you. Okay? Because, okay, the physical thing is done, but then, you know, going into the depths of Baba's understanding, you know, like, that's also is there. Yeah. Understanding the depths of knowledge is also important, right? So I'll come back to, I'll let you know during the gift ceremony. Yeah? In the evening. Any other questions you have? Okay. Those who are ready for ring ceremony tomorrow, can you raise your hands, please? Thank you. So if you're not ready, it's okay. You know, you can take it next year also when you come. So feel comfortable. But as I told, that if you have that one step of courage in Baba's home here in Madhuban, Baba would definitely help you 1,000 steps to move ahead. So, you know, sometimes we have to have that courage. And it's not difficult at all when Baba is along. Baba is a companion. It's not so difficult. Right? Okay, so that's done. You. And tomorrow, watch for the announcements. Either it's in Pandabhavan or here.
Pandabhavan.
In Pandabhavan. Tomorrow, the ring ceremony will be in Pandabhavan. The timings will be announced. So accordingly, you will receive the ring from Shiluben on behalf of Baba.
Om Shanti. So thank you, Sister Suman, so much for orienting us for on the ring ceremony and putting us on the journey of spiritual knowledge and meditation. So tomorrow we will go at 9:30 bus, and we will be in Pandabhavan in meditation hall. We will get the ring. Sister Shilu will be there. Yes, 9:30 in the morning. I think it's all very clear. Feel free. This is just a family. If you have any reservations or any particular kind of questions in your mind, you still have some time. Please feel free to ask any question. Don't feel shy. Just open your heart. And this is a place where you know, this is God's heart. You have come right into God's heart, and this is all about just love. So you have any questions, please don't have any reservations. Ask, and you will go, because this is a place called university. In university, you learn, you educate yourself. So in university, there is always question answer, right? So you develop yourself. And then you experiment as well at the same time. So you have any questions still?
Yeah. During that time, you can, you know, every time, sometimes maybe you can't take shower every time. So there are some, you know, some situations where there are some, you know, we can be, it's okay. But then as far as, if you're healthy, we can take shower, then it's a must. Yeah, but then for few days it's okay, but then, you know, like, and there's a reason behind that. You know, it's not only cleansing the body, it's the energy level. And if you try and do it and you see how different it is. The 10 times, you go 10 times? Oh, okay. So then that's a different situation then. 10 times. Yeah. So you have to see how comfortable it is for you. Sometimes it's okay, but if it's an everyday thing, then you have to see that. Because here also we take shower 2 times, 3 times a day. And if we follow and we see how beneficial it is, then you don't feel it. It's a difficult thing. When we travel, we take our food along. Yeah. As far as possible, we take. You know, if we are traveling, and if we are going for in a place where there are no centers, and we are staying at a hotel, then we self cook some things, and we take salad fruits from there, some things, and then we take our own food, some food, breads also, yeah. Because you know, outside, when you take a bread from outside, we have to be very cautious whether it's vegetarian bread or it's. Yeah, to be little bit, linear, little bit free, then we can, usually in olden days in the sense, during the initial days of the yajna, we never took, dadis and the seniors never took anything outside, even biscuits and breads and, ice creams or anything. But then later on, the family is expanding and there are different situations, then the dadis started saying, okay, in a worse situation, then you can take machine-made food. Then if it's bread, it's machine-made. No human being, it's not, people are not involved with it. So biscuits are machine-made. So machine-made things you can take. In a worse situation, yeah. Wedding in a family? Yeah. Food, purity of food is purity of food. Yeah, you have to find a way to have your pure food. You can have salad, fruits, yogurt. You find a way. Okay?